Hello, everybody, and welcome, welcome, welcome. It's great to be back with you, and I want to begin today by once again thanking you for your commitment to these very sessions that we have here together. Many people would just go through the motions, or worse than that, not even listen. You are here, which expresses yours and your doctor's commitment to constant and never-ending improvement. As you know, the saying goes, what you focus on, you get more of. You are focused on the right things, and I commend you for that, and also remind you of the greatest responsibilities that come with being successful, the discipline of the actions that must be repeated again and again to keep making things better, to keep making things happen, to keep making sure things stay on the right and positive an appropriate course for your goals and objectives. Recently, we've talked about consistency, we've talked about being proactive, and we've taken a deep dive into many of the most important pillars of success inside of your practice, with each other as a team, and of course with your patients. Today, I would like to talk about and do a brainstorming session with all of you on the things that get in your way of success. The things that keep you from being your very best selves as individuals and as team members. Now, of course, like everything we do, we could take this conversation outside of the practice. We could talk about life. You could do it with your kids, with your spouse. You get the idea. What gets in the way of you being the best you can be all the time? As a mother, father, husband, wife, son or daughter, a dental professional, team member, you get the point. You get the point. Doctors, all right, you get the point. It's very powerful, and it opens a lot of blocks that are often in our way of achieving our greatest potential in anything, not just dentistry, and actually result in working harder instead of working smarter. This practice focus is happening simply because it is always important to go back and reassess in what ways that we have started working against ourselves, perhaps, or at least where we're missing the leverage of efficiencies or things that are effective that we can be doing a better job with. If you remember way back, about my four principles of personal improvement, do you remember way back? Okay, rate yourself on a scale from 1 to 10. The concept of healthy competition, to train as if it were real, and then obviously renew your progress and renew your goals. Do you remember these? Do you? Because so important. The idea of rating yourself on a scale from 1 to 10 says, where am I at on the scale and what would it take to get me to a 10? This can be an attitude. This can be in performance. This can be in health. It can be in anything, in your verbiage. The concept of healthy competition is that everybody strives to beat each other, in a sense, to do the best job, to do the best job of everybody on the team. And, of course, train as if it were real is the role-playing examples that we've been through all year long, many, many, many examples. Okay? And for so long, we've been going over this role-playing. And, of course, reviewing your progress and renewing your goals must happen. It must happen. It must happen now. It must happen consistently and routinely. So, well, you know, the truth is we could use all of these. We could use all of these again if you wanted to. We could use them for this very exercise. To keep it simple, though, because you have done so much and we have so much to do today, I just want you to listen to me very quickly, and then I'm going to turn you loose immediately into the activity. Before I do that, here are some things I'd like for you to consider. I'd like for you to consider as the most common and frequent ways even the best practices like you get in their own way and sabotage their own success. Okay? So I'm just going to give you a big long list. I'm not going to solve them for you. I'm just going to give you a list. And then I want you to make your own list. Therein lies the point. So first of all, we can get in our own way because we lose the schedule control. Okay, we stop being as proactive, we stop being as regimented or strict, we let patients take back over the way that we schedule appointments, we're letting things get broken down, we're making too many exceptions, once again making too many exceptions, you understand, loss of schedule control. Now, we could be too busy. We could be too busy seeing so many people racing from room to room that we've missed the point, that we've lost sight of the key focus of the day of slowing down the pace, talking to patients, engaging them in their health, asking them questions, building a better case, a bigger vision, a stronger clinical yes. And we could be too busy catching up on insurance, too busy doing so many things that we are behind actually on the things that matter most, or we're missing them. Okay? We could be in the habit of answering questions instead of asking questions. We could be in the habit of just talking instead of redirecting and taking control over conversations. We could be rushing the experience. We could be rushing the patient experience. Hygiene, operatively, front desk, phone, insurance, treatment presentation, doctor diagnosis, and all of the above. Are we rushing? Patients could be leaving without conclusions. Okay? They could be having to be followed up on with emails or phone calls. Here's the thing. The reason why I like conclusion so much is because anything that isn't conclusion is a loose end. Anything that's a loose end means there has to be extra work. We have to double dip. We have to do it twice. We have to follow up. It becomes, instead of my job, it becomes somebody else's job, therefore both our jobs. And so all this wasted effort is all because we don't have conclusions. Now, patients need conclusions. Your day needs conclusions. It has to be buttoned up. We could be getting stuck on insurance, EOBs and pre-Ds and authorization and all this stuff. We could have fallen back into letting insurance take over either conversations or busy work or letting patients use it to interject. We could have our belief of success, of money, of dollars per day, of patients, of anything. We could have that in the way of our success. We could be letting money stand in the way, our uncomfortableness with money. We could have hit a plateau, a far greater plateau than once was the plateau, but a plateau nonetheless. Everybody reaches plateaus in their minds first. So if it was 5,000, now it's 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. If it was 10, it's 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. It's 15, it's 20. It's whatever. We could have size of case went from very little to 2, 3, 4, 5,000 or 6, 8, 10, 12 or 20, 30, 40. Okay, and we've gotten into a plateau of case fee, whatever. You understand the point. It all comes back to belief. Where are we in our own ways in terms of belief and mindset? Now, we could have already fallen into a rut and it's having a hard time fighting out. Some people focus on the negative. Some people walk in with bad attitude. Some people think it's a gray sky, so they're in a bad mood. And we bring that in. We could have had even a few bad months, whatever. Hopefully your year isn't off, but we could have had a few bad months. You have to look for the silver lining, the positivity. You have to look for the reasons why. Get rid of the feelings, focus on the facts, and let's fight our way back to success by being smart and pragmatic. Let's find our next breakthrough, okay, by looking at the obvious and doing a better job overall. Hey, we could have fallen into a rut. We could have gotten in our own way with losing our team communication, with stopping consistent meetings, okay, with the quality of meeting or communication going down. This is structured and formal, but it's also informal and casual throughout the day. We need to assess team communication. We could have just simply had a loss of focus by any person, by treatment coordinator, by phone, by assistant, by hygienist, by doctor, heaven forbid. Any one person's loss of focus, okay, is a chink in the armor, a break in the chain. It is a problem, a loose wheel to the wagon for the entire team. As a team, you could have lost focus. Of course, and then we have attitudes, bad days. I joked about the weather earlier, but I'm serious. We could have the life events, the life challenge, the life problems. So we could have let things get in our way that are certainly 100% manageable, maybe not avoidable. Do you understand? Basically, everything is manageable. Okay? There are some things that are not avoidable. But your mood, your attitude certainly can be taken care of. Okay? Days out of the office. Sometimes we've had extended vacations. I don't care if it was 6 months ago. Sometimes it takes time because when the office isn't running, okay, or the holiday times happen, or whatever, we have no production, therefore no collection, therefore no diagnosis, therefore no scheduled treatments, okay? So sometimes we have to fight out of a rut. If we lose a significant provider of treatment, not just doctor, but hygienist, or even assistant, or treatment, anybody, any team member, okay, we lose, we fall short on their contribution, and so we have to pick back up. We need to monitor. We want to have a wonderful time out of the office. You need to try to do it as a team. And certainly the whole point of me being in your doctor's lives was to give them more freedom and lifestyle, but that could have a trickle-down effect for you too. We could be in our own way because we had a drop in diagnosis. The number one first place that I look, okay, if anything is off, is we look at, are we plateaued or have we fallen back? Where is our next diagnostic breakthrough? Where is our next diagnostic breakthrough? And are we short? Are we short? If based on our goals, is there not enough dentistry at the top of the funnel to shoot out at the bottom what we want to see happen? Dropped diagnosis or taking the eye off the ball, beginning again the point. Now, we could have suffered the gaps in case acceptance, a lack of follow-up. There could be no consistency in prepayments. There's a big, long, beautiful list. I say beautiful, beautiful list because it's probably all of the above, but it's certainly certain areas where there is room for improvement. And when you find room for improvement, you celebrate. So take that very, very seriously. However, I could keep going, and that is not the point today, actually. I just want to stimulate some ideas for you. It is quite literally your turn, and all I care about is not my list, but your list. And I ask to you, are you ready? Are you ready? So here's exactly what I want you to do. You know what to do. You have the skills, the tools, the awareness, and for the most part, you do great. You do great, right? You're better than the average bear, as they say. So many questions, though, is that even still, is there ever a perfect day? Is there ever a perfect day? Okay? Is ever a day perfect? Do we hit the peak of our potential routinely? Is every month a record? Of course, the answers to all of those questions are no, nor would we expect it to be different. However, the question is, what is the reason we fall short? In conversations with scheduling, collections, patient calls, overcoming objections of any kind, other than the obvious if some patients just don't want to do it or can't, pay for it, I want to ask yourself, why is there a gap between what is and what is possible, between what is normal and what has been our best, between our usual months and our record months? Okay, I want you to ask you, why is there a gap? If we assess your state of ideal, what would close those gaps to get us there? Is this making sense, my friends? Sometimes people would say we have a tendency to go back to old ways, the old way, the easy way, or whichever way of doing things, even when we know better. So the old way for you ought to be so far out of your mind and in your distant past memory that it doesn't even exist and it isn't even possible to replicate. Nonetheless, we are not here to do the new way or the Scott way or the DST way. We are here to do your way. And the way that works best and is most effective for you and your patients to achieve their goals and yours in the process. And then to repeat it without fail every time. Now, okay, I want you to make your list. After you make your list, personally, individually, then I want you to go around and make a master list, ideally up on a board or somewhere, and combine all the different answers, whether it's 1 or 2 or 20 or 200, and then let's take a look at them. Once you have your list, I want you to walk through these one by one until you run out of time or run out of items, and I want you to solve them, and if you run out of time when you start from this very place, when you start back the next time, until you come up with a resolution and a commitment and an action or an adjustment for every single item that will result in closing all of your gaps once and for all. If you want, beautiful extra credit, you can use my list and you can rate yourselves on a scale from 1 to 10. And then you can ask yourself, what would take us to a level 10? I first want you to do your list and your list only. Make it yours. Then you're going to go back to using this list as a way to check in on yourself so you can keep the focus and the performance at a peak level all the time. Now, use the other questions and activities here in the practice focus to help you prioritize and guide your execution and progress. I'm going to turn you loose now so you have as much time as possible. And I'll be back next month as we move into a completely new and different practice focus series that will shift our gears into some very fun and interactive things. I guess you could consider this the final focus of the series, and thus the cleanup batter, the catch-all, the grand finale, to take you to the top. And the top, okay, is where I'm going to see you. I will see you right there at the top next month when we go into the most elite level and new perspective of information for you to begin achieving your next level results. Have fun with this and make it count. You are doing a great job and you're learning to lead and direct yourselves, and that is what champions do so that they can drive consistency and create progress and breakthroughs to discovering your greatest potential, and then do it on demand. Good luck. Go get them. Thank you very much.